This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. That went way quick. Hey! It's Friday night, so that means, it's the fastest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States today. They're going to be the salvation of the Second Amendment. That's what it's going to be. That's the female persuasion. And once again, exclusively coming to you from Lock and Load, this is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. I'm going to presume it has, defrosted enough to wherever she's at, she can get out enough to make a phone call. And her guest, and I'm going to try to pronounce her name, Erin Pallett. Is that Pallett? Am I close?
You're close, Bill. Very close. And
oh,
I wish
you.
I could say it had defrosted, but it is actually snowing here in Maine right now. I could cry.
Well, let me know when I need to come up there. I'll find that guy that's got the gun at your head making you stay there in all of the white winter wonderland. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yesterday it was 80 degrees down here, Tatiana.
Oh, see, that's so unfair. I was just in Texas, and it was gorgeous. I'm actually headed back to Texas the end of the next week for the National Girl in a Gun Conference. I'll be out there for 7 solid days teaching close to 400 ladies. I cannot wait. It's going to be fun and warm. Warm.
And then in the first weekend in May, we're going to be at the NRA annual meeting where Tatiana and I will show you how to make bail.
Oh, good grief. We'll do something fun, that's
all
for
right.
sure. We've
all
got
right.
a lot of videos we have to make while we're there.
Yes,
but
we
I would like to introduce everyone to someone whom I greatly admire. Our guest this evening is Erin Pallett. I admire her for her perseverance, for her contribution, for her very creative way to innovate in a space where there is a great need for a voice within the firearms community. She is a champion for gun rights within her community and has been instrumental in bridging the divide between the mainstream and the LGBTQ gun-owning communities. She has been featured on Cam & Co., NRA TV. She's been a speaker with the Second Amendment Foundation, has given an incredible speech, which is available for viewing online, for the GPRC, and for many more. Most notably, she's the champion and founder of Operation Blazing Sword. And if you are unfamiliar with Operation Blazing Sword, it is a 501c3 based in Florida that was born in the wake of the Pulse nightclub massacre. Now, this organization, which I will let Erin go into more detail about in a moment, is an organization that works tirelessly to educate and responsibly arm individuals for self-defense. And they do this through an extraordinary network of volunteers nationwide. It is my pleasure to introduce you all to my good friend, Erin.
Erin, before I shrink back into the, I always go back into the darkness during these segments. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I just didn't know it was okay for me to speak.
Well,
once you wind me up, it's really hard to get me to shut up. So.
Well, just remember, okay, remember there's two things, okay? I don't mind you getting wound and going because it's talk radio. So if you don't speak, well, then we're redefining the whole genre. But we can't say none of the bad words, and that's it. That's the only rules. Other than that, go for it, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm glad you're okay, good to go. Because I know every time you're on Cam's show, if you're anywhere near him, he's always got like a 97-inch screen where you can watch yourself be on his show. Which, you've been on his show somewhere where he's been local. You know how he does stuff. It's always like you're there in Technicolor. So anyway, I'm shutting up and I'll be back over here on the side punching buttons.
Thank you, Tatiana.
So
it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I would love it if you would take a second and just introduce folks to who you are, what's your background, and how did you even get into guns? I mean, you're so
far into this. Oh, my gosh, you did such a great job introducing me already. I really don't think I need more of an introduction. So how did I get into guns? Well, I grew up in a very gun-positive household because my mother is a Texan and my father was a career Army officer. So guns were just a thing that were in the house, and they really held no mystery for me because when I was at the age where I was old enough to be interested in such things, my parents took me aside. They took me into their room where they had unloaded their guns, and they said, "Now, here are our pistols. Go ahead and take a look at them. If you have any questions about them, let us know." And they just let me play with them and get all of the mystery out. And, of course, the first thing I did was I looked down the barrel, and they told me, "No, no, no, don't do that." And so they introduced me to gun safety in this very informal way, and the mystique of the gun just went away. It was like, okay, it's this piece of metal. There's not really a whole lot I can do with it. All right, can I go play with my toys now? And so guns were just this thing, and I used them before, but I really only got into firearms activism about 2010 or so. And that was really just an outgrowth of my interest in emergency preparedness. So I've been shooting guns for about 8 years now, and I have been a concealed carrier for about 6 years now.
Wonderful. Now, we met at a wonderful friend of ours, Oleg Volk, who's an incredibly talented photographer. And I met you when you were kind of going a little bit away. You were still doing quite a bit of the emergency preparedness, but you were starting to transition really more into the advocacy. And it was a really interesting time to meet you because I've watched this incredible person emerge from that day to now. And you went from being someone who was very shy to now there's no hiding. You know, you are doing very, very good work in a very, very public way. And it's a very important message that's coming, that you're putting forth there. Now, for those who have not heard the story of Operation Blazing Swords, could you tell us a little bit about, we'll go into depth in the second segment, but give people an overview about what this program is, how they can find out about.
Did we just lose Tatiana?
Oh, dear. Am I here?
Okay, there she is.
I was about to say, I can answer the question because I know where she's going with this, and I can answer it while she comes back. All right. Operation Blazing Sword, at its core, is a way to match gun-curious LGBTQ people with firearms owners who are willing to teach them the basics for free. We don't bill ourselves as professional trainers. It's really just taking these people out to the range, teaching them the four rules of gun safety, teaching them the basics of firearms operation, all the good acronyms like BRASS, and letting them experience what it's like to safely operate a firearm so that they can then make that informed decision about whether or not firearm ownership is right for them. And so it is at its heart an educational charity, and I can go into all the different aspects of education at a later date, but really it's all about teaching people that guns aren't scary, that gun owners aren't scary, and that the queer people who want to know about guns really aren't that alien from the gun owners.
Yeah, there's quite a few parallels, and I've actually watched a couple of your speeches, and we've had a couple conversations. You have some fantastic jokes. You've got to get you to tell in a couple of the segments coming up. But for folks who are interested in learning more, blazingsword.org is the website, and you can find Facebook page is Operation Blazing Sword on Facebook. Is there any other places that folks can look to reach out?
No, those are the places to go to find out more about our training. I do have a personal page on Facebook, but I don't think that's where you're headed.
Sure,
let
no
get,
problem.
Everybody hold right there. We'll get back on it when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, her guest Aaron Paulette. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We're in the middle of Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Aaron Paulette. Ladies, if you're ready to go for it, I am ready to sit back and I've got my popcorn.
Popcorn is good. Well, in this segment, we'd really like to discuss and go into more depth about the reasons why Operation Blazing Sword came to be. Because while women are indeed the fastest growing firearms community, there is also a significant rise in the numbers of individuals in the LGBTQ community who are taking up arms, becoming gun owners, seeking training. And why? For all of the same reasons that women of all associations are doing this, because we have a need, and that need is largely driven from self-defense. So, Aaron, in one of your speeches, you make note of the fact that the LGBTQ, I'll get the acronym correct, community represents...
Just say queer.
Okay.
Just say queer. It's fine. I give you permission. It's all right.
Okay. So that the queer community represents 3.5% of the population, but that there is a disproportionate number of that population that is affected by crime, that it is 1 in 4. And that is a really terrifying statistic. And as a result of these statistics, we're seeing individuals who feel like their personal safety is threatened, looking for options to take care of themselves, to protect themselves. And I think that the country at large was really awoken to this fact that this community is target in a way that perhaps we did not want to make note of or acknowledge publicly after the Pulse nightclub shooting. And that's where this all began.
Right. Well, I like to say that the Pulse nightclub massacre was the queer community's 9/11 moment. And it's not that we are in any more danger now, just like we weren't in any more danger on 9/12 than we were on 9/10. It's just that in that moment, we became aware of it. Because previous to that, hate crimes had been done on an individual level. And this was the first time that the community realized that we were being attacked as a demographic. And it wasn't just an individual thing where you could say, oh, well, this person was a jerk. That person wasn't careful. He was asking for it. This was a case of people really don't like us, and they're willing to seek us out and do harm to us as a community. And that was a real big wake-up call for a lot of people. And that's how Operation Blazing Sword got its audience. Because prior to this, the queer community had believed, not exactly uniformly, but the majority believed that guns were things that belonged to conservatives, and they were typically white heterosexual males. And that the stereotypical gun owner did not like the stereotypical queer person. In fact, our culture has been telling us for years, for decades, that there is this very stark division between the right and the left, and each side hates the other. And so the day after the Pulse massacre, I started seeing this wonderful outpouring of support from straight gun owners, most of them conservatives, who are saying, if you want to learn firearms to defend yourself, I'll teach you. I'll take you. I'll pay your range fees. I'll pay for the ammunition. It's really important to me that you know how to defend yourself. And it doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't matter what you have between your legs. It doesn't matter who you sleep with. What matters is that you are a human being and you have a right to life, and I want to help you. And I thought this was this beautiful sentiment that flew in the face of what we've been told. But social media is an echo chamber. And I knew that the only people who would see these wonderful offers were other gun owners. But I have my feet in both camps. And I thought that if I could compile a list of these gun owners, I could then circulate it among the queer community who would see it. And those who were thinking, you know, maybe I should learn how to get a gun to protect myself, they would see that and they would act upon it. And that is how Operation Blazing Sword started. Just me taking these wonderful offers of love and saying, look, folks, they don't hate you. They don't want you dead. They want the exact opposite. They want to keep you from dying. Here you go. Contact them. Let them know that you want to learn. And in the 20 or so months that Operation Blazing Sword has been existed. Oh, it's terrible. We have trained a queer person in firearm safety at the rate of one every 2 weeks. And that's only going to increase as our message spreads, as more people hear about us, and our influence grows.
And I think that is just absolutely phenomenal. Now, if you go to the Facebook page, there is an app. Is that correct?
Well, it's not an app. That's what Facebook calls it. But if you click on the big button and there's an arrow pointing to it, that will take you to our interactive map. It's a Google map. And so from there, if you go to the left sidebar, you expand that, you can do a search for your city, and you can see which volunteers are closest to you. We have over 1,500 volunteers. We have them in every single state of the country. We have some that are in Canada as well, if you're Canadian and listening to this. And all of them are willing to take you and teach you the basics of firearm safety for free. Some of them are even NRA certified.
And I'm looking at this map now, and it blankets the United States, Alaska, Honolulu, St. Thomas, Canada. It is fantastic. And it really is a testament to the fact that the firearms community is an extremely inclusive one, and it does do an incredible job of crushing the stereotypes that are imposed upon us in so many ways. And we will get into some fun stuff about that, because this is where the jokes come out on all the good stuff. In the third segment coming up here. But again, for those of you who are interested, if this is striking a chord for you or a loved one or a friend, and there's an individual in your life that needs this kind of information in a private, not necessarily very public manner, because they have a need, they can be finding information on the website, blazingsword.org, and again, on the Facebook page, Operation Blazing Sword. And again, if you go to the Facebook page, you can click the Use App button, and it will take you to that interactive Google map. It's also an awesome way to reach out to Aaron and have a conversation if you have questions, start a dialogue, and see what else is available to you. Because, again, this is a 501c3. If you cannot afford this, they will make it possible. And I think that is just an absolutely incredible program to be offering. And I thank you again for all of the amazing work that you do. Bill, do you know of any other program like this in the country?
Oh, no, but, you know, till I got this, I didn't know about this one either. So now I know about one. I knew there was stuff like this happening. I just didn't know the details. So I'm sitting back in a learning mode right now. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, her guest Aaron Pellett. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and she is talking to Aaron Pellett, and I once again slide into the dark. Ladies, have at it. This is the long segment. Tatiana, go. Okay, now that's not the response I expected. Have we got the ladies on here?
Well, I'm here, and I can just start talking if I have to.
Did we lose Tatiana?
I'm back. I got it.
Okay.
We're here.
All right.
Dead silence is definitely not the response we want.
Yep. All right. Away I go.
Okay. So, Bill, we've talked about this so many times, and we talk about this on almost every interview, and it is true. The reality is that the firearms community in the United States right now is extremely welcoming, nurturing, and wants to build new gun owners. And that means any interested, curious, responsible individual who wants to learn. We are going to find a way to make that happen. And the odd thing is that for someone new to firearms and new to the whole gun experience, they often walk into this world thinking they're going to be met with negative energy. They're going to be talked down to. Women expect they're going to walk into the range and be called honey sweetheart and be met by a gentleman who looks like Elmer Fudd, who doesn't think she belongs there. And when they get there, they are pleasantly surprised. That is not the experience they have at all. There is someone there who's speaking to them as an adult, using correct terminology, makes it possible for them to learn and feel welcome and safe and have a positive experience. And ultimately, that is the goal of Operation Blazing Sword. Right off the website, they will teach you the basics of firearm safety, operation, and ownership for no cost and without judgment for your color, gender, sexual orientation, biology, or manner of dress. If you feel you have a need to learn, they will make it possible. And that is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. I cannot applaud this enough. But the reality is that for all of these individuals, regardless of who you are and what you look like, we all have a little nervous apprehension going to the range because there are so many stereotypes of what the gun owner is and what the range experience is. And the beautiful thing that I see this community doing at large is we are just crushing those stereotypes of every new person we bring to the range. And what you are doing, Aaron, does such a phenomenal job of that. And again, I thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I say that with a question because I honestly feel like I just fell into this by accident, and I'm making it up as I go along. So anytime someone tells me I'm doing a fantastic job, there's just a little bit of surprise and wonder where I go, really? Because I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but apparently I'm doing it well, so thank you.
You absolutely are. You're making an impact on a lot of people's lives, and you're giving them the tools to protect themselves, and that is absolutely, it is a huge public service, and it's a calling that I think we need to see more people participate in. Now, you give an incredible speech, and I love how you introduced yourself. And the way you introduced yourself in this speech is to liken you to something that many gun owners are familiar with, and that's to NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually not sure if I can say that on the radio, but what the heck, they can bleep it out. So I was called to speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and I was on the LGBTQ panel. And I got up there, and I knew that people, they weren't really sure what was going to happen. They didn't know if I was going to scold them or be very, you know, in their face about it. And I just decided the best way to do was to start off with a joke. And so I introduced myself. I said, hi, my name is Aaron Pellett, and I'm a performance tranny. And everyone was very quiet because they didn't know where I was going with that. And I'm actually trying to find the speech because I don't remember what I said, but what I said was, you know, usually when I say things like that, one of a few things happen. People get very quiet. They don't know if they're supposed to laugh, or some people maybe get a little bit offended, but there are a few people who go, huh, what's your gear ratio? And I actually had it written down, and for the life of me, I don't remember it, which is really unfortunate. But the ultimate result, after I gave a very big mouthful of gears, I said, that means I'm built for drag racing. And at that point, everyone was laughing, and I knew I had them. Because if I can make people laugh with me, then I know that we are building bridges. And it's not a case of me versus them. It's a case of us. And we were all together.
It is an absolutely beautiful moment. The speech can be found on blazingsword.org, and I highly encourage you to watch it. It is phenomenal. And you do this incredible job of taking a Cricut audience who you can feel the nervous energy, like what is coming next. And 2 minutes in, they are all completely behind you. They absolutely support you. There's applause and cheers, and you do a beautiful job of unifying the audience. And I think it was masterful. It was an absolutely masterful speech. One of the things you talked about, and I experienced this quite a bit, is this concept of coming out. Now, in the environment we live, and I live in a very liberal community here in Maine, and to go to a parent group or hold a birthday party, there's this interesting moment when people ask you, so what do you do for work? And you run the risk of creating a very tense moment when you say what you do. And for me, I've had to make the decision to choose to share that I am a professional firearm safety educator. And in so doing, I get one of two responses typically. One, it's the quiet, like, quick hug and go, oh, great, let's have coffee and talk about guns. And they talk about it in this whispered voice because they don't want any of the other moms to know that they like to shoot too. Or you get the, oh, that's nice, and they back away slow. And the reality is that for many people, sharing that you are a gun owner now comes with a certain social stigma that you might be treated differently.
It absolutely does. I like telling the story about how very early on in the program, one of the volunteers told me that while he was perfectly fine with training people, he wasn't very comfortable with the notion of having his name and his contact information on a public web page where someone could see that he owned a gun. And I said, oh, so you are afraid of social stigma that will result from you coming out as a gun owner. And there was this delightful moment of realization as he went, oh, wow, we're actually more alike than we thought. Because as you've seen firsthand, there are people who are in the gun closet. And the similarities between being gay, being queer in a conservative state, and being a gun owner in a liberal state have many of the same effects. You watch what you say. You're very careful who you talk to. You don't advertise you are what you are because you don't want the social repercussions of disapproval. And so Operation Blazing Sword is building bridges that way as we realize that even though we have differences, our shared experiences are pretty close. And I could go on and on about the similarities between concealed carry and going out as transgender for the first time. There are so many similarities that people just don't see because they occupy one side or the other. They don't straddle that line. And I really enjoy pointing out the similarities to people.
That went by fast, didn't it? That was a quick, long segment. Everybody's stunned now. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Aaron Paulette, and this is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, no, that's the whole other part. This portion of the show is the weaponized woman. And that is with Tatiana Whitlock. And she has a guest. Her name is Erin Pellett. We have about 9 minutes left. Ladies, please do as much damage as possible.
We will give it our best. So in the final segment, I'd really like to talk about defending the Second Amendment. You know, the right to defend yourself is a universal human right, and that right is being threatened across the country by the growing call for disarmament through gun control. Massachusetts, the community in Massachusetts, has just passed legislation identifying assault weapons in a very loose term. And as a result of that community making that one small movement, it's that domino effect that could greatly influence our ability to defend ourselves. And without individuals willing to stand up, to stand out, and to be heard in support of the Second Amendment from all facets of our community, we as a nation are in grave danger of losing this basic human right to self-defense. And Erin, you are an instrumental piece of this puzzle. And while you may not feel that what you are doing is all that huge, it absolutely is. I'd like for people to understand what it is that you do as an advocate for the Second Amendment and how you are doing that, the speeches you're giving, the places you're going.
Well, in addition to making sure that education about people and about firearm safety flows both ways, really what I'm doing is I'm getting out there and showing people that we aren't alien. I'm showing the gun owners that just because I'm transgender, it's okay, we can relate. I'm out there talking to the queer people saying, hey, I'm a gun owner, but that's okay. It doesn't mean that I'm violent or unstable. And one of the things that I like to touch upon is I make the argument that gun rights are queer rights. And I've got this wonderful syllogism set up, which I'll skip over because I don't think your audience really wants to hear it. But really, it comes down to having a gun allows me to defend my life, and I'm queer. Therefore, the gun is pro-queer, and I try to exemplify the fact that it's not an us or them thing. It's a we thing. We are all in this together, and I try to get people talking. And so really, that's what I do with my outreach work, with my speeches, with my advocacy. I'm just trying to get people to stop othering each other. That's really the big problem in our society right now, because we see each other as at best, opponents to be defeated, and at worst, as enemies to be killed. And I don't want that. I want us to realize that we're all human beings. We all have hopes and dreams and fears. And the only way to do that is to start talking to each other. And so if the way to do that is to be up in front and make a spectacle of myself, then I'm willing to do that because I love both of my communities and I want them to get along.
And you do it very eloquently. It is absolutely wonderful. And again, if you are curious about some of this work that Erin is doing, go to blazingsword.org and watch some of her speeches. It's really powerful material. Now, another facet of what you do is you are very in tune with what is currently happening as far as new gun legislation and firearms restrictions, especially in your state. Now, Operation Blazing Sword put out a statement regarding the SB7062 legislation, aka the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School Public Safety Act. Tell us a little bit about that and how that impacts the queer community.
Well, the very short version is that SB 7026 is horrible. It's going to cost $500 million this year, and I don't know where we're going to get that money. But more relevant to our situation here is that it makes an already vulnerable demographic even more vulnerable because it prevents legal adults who are under the age of 21 from buying any firearm. And so we oppose it on those grounds because those early years are very vulnerable to young queer people because they are still discovering their sexuality. They are away from home, or maybe even they've been kicked out of their home due to their parents not accepting them. And they are in special danger. And federal law already prohibits them from purchasing a handgun, and now they can't even buy a rifle or shotgun for home defense. And so between that, the way that it imperils young single mothers, and the mandatory 3-day waiting period now forces all innocent people to wait to protect themselves from stalkers, rapists, violent exes, all these horrible things which are done in the name of trying to help, I really feel that it causes more harm than good. And that's why Operation Blazing Sword has come out in opposition to the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School Public Safety Act.
Florida has become quite a hub for activities. Now, again, there is more information on blazingsword.org, and I encourage you all to go there and see what resources are available to you and how you can participate. If you are an instructor and the information that we've been sharing about this program moves you and you would like to offer your services to individuals in need within your community, you can volunteer and become a part of this nationwide network of individuals. Now, this isn't pulling from your income if you're a professional firearms instructor. This is a one-on-one experience with someone who is in need and that you can provide something that may, in fact, save or help change their lives for the better. So, again, blazingsword.org, contact Erin and see how you can participate. Now, are you finding that there's still a flow of individuals? Because the more people I tell about this program, I know, and they better be calling you. I know that they've been blown away by what you've created and how supportive they are of the whole program.
Well, so here's the thing. I don't require people to out themselves to me to tell me that they have gone shooting. I figure that's an intensely private decision, and I'm not going to make them come out about that. But I do love to hear, either from our trainers or from the people we've trained, that they went, they had a great time, it opened their eyes, they're going to buy a gun, things like that. And so I only hear from the ones who feel comfortable to tell me. But what I hear is really heartwarming. And we started slow in 2016, but now for the past year and a half, we're picking up speed, and I'm hearing from more and more people. And what's great is that more queer people are getting involved and saying, okay, I got my training and I bought my first firearm and I have my concealed carry permit. And now I want to be listed as an instructor and I want to help other people. And that is fantastic. Just perpetuating that virtuous cycle of giving back. And so ideally, I want to be able to, well, in my heart of hearts, I really want to become the pro-gun version of Bloomberg. Bloomberg is just using his fame and his money to restrict gun rights for everyone. And what I want to do is, with the support of all of these pro-freedom people, to oppose that and use our influence to spread the message of freedom, of self-reliance, of the Second Amendment is for everyone. And I want to spread that across the country. And really, I want to touch on this. Despite the fact that Operation Blazing Sword was devised as an outreach to the queer community, we will teach anyone who wants to learn. Last year, I had the privilege to teach a black liberal lady who just didn't feel comfortable. And so we will take anyone who isn't comfortable with the traditional means, and we will teach them firearm safety, and we will be thrilled to do it.
And you are doing a phenomenal job of it. And again, I thank you for the work that you're doing. I know that many other individuals whom I have spoken to about this program who have thought they were teaching me something new by letting me know that it existed, and I was just thrilled that the word is getting out there, that they also support this program. So for folks, again, I know I've said it, I will say it again, it is blazingsword.org, and on Facebook, Operation Blazing Sword. And again, if you're an instructor, reach out, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you all at the range and an event or a speaking engagement.
Thank you, ladies. I do appreciate it. Good stuff. Hour number three is, yes, ma'am. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.